Hey, what's up, party people? I'm Tim Miller, host of the podcast In Tune with T-Mill. Support for this podcast is provided in part by WJAB. Thank you, WJAB, for your friendship and the opportunity to share this podcast. More information on this podcast is available at asktmill@gmail.com or call or text 256-434-1846. You can follow this podcast on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at InTune with T-Mill. Thank you for tuning in. Support for InTune with T-Mill comes from the Melanin Pride magazine and merchandise, where representation matters. The Melanin Pride is a publishing outlet based out of Alabama for Black-owned and minority businesses worldwide. The Melanin Pride magazine is a place where Black and brown entrepreneurs can showcase their talents, business, and organizations around the world. More information available at themelaninpride.com. For 10% off your purchase, enter the promo code TMILL10. That's TMILL10. In Tune with T-Mill is powered by the Maitland Conservatory, a modern arts education entity designed to give students hands-on training and experience in areas such as music production, contemporary instrument training, vocal coaching, songwriting, music business, music engineering, and much more. Now offering interactive virtual lessons. More information at themaitlandconservatory.org.
T-Mill, come out and play.
Play it loud.
Welcome everyone to another episode of In Tune with T-Mill. We are quarantined. We are safe, live from our bedrooms and home. Well, I'm out of the bedroom. You know, I'm right now just, you know, enjoying this relaxation out here in Costa Rica and quarantined and joined by my lovely friends. We are hoping that you guys are safe. We're hoping that you guys are laughing to keep from crying, that you're getting through this one day at a time. I know it's difficult, but again, just try to do the best you can one day at a time to get through this. I want to welcome you to a special quarantined episode of In Tune with T-Mill. When you talk about longevity, when you talk about doubting the ability of potential from Huntsville, Alabama, or wherever you are, when you ask yourself, does your hard work ever pay off? You got to look no further than our guest today. Putting it down since 92 with the group At Ease, South Breed, performing at the Apollo in 94, signing a deal with Elektra and a silent partner. He's here with us today to share some music. He's producing with artists. One of the artists is here, a great collaboration that these two have together and a chemistry. If you're looking to get into collaborating and music production, and you don't know who we're talking about, ask Beyonce. Beyonce know who we're talking about? Please welcome Sugar White, a.k.a. Mike Milano, and Lady Lace in the building. What's going on?
Hey.
Woo! We are definitely.
Remember me, Beyonce.
I'm joined by my co-hosts, Miss JQ, dialing in all the way from the San Francisco Bridge out there in these streets. Marcus Sims out here with the dope WJAB t-shirt, still repping for 90.9, them AAMU Bulldogs in the building.
Yeah, man. Yeah, T-Mill, I'm actually broadcasting live and direct from my laundry room.
Real stuff.
Now, awesome. I want to welcome you guys and thank you guys for your time and for being here. I want to start this off with going to Mike. And Mike, tell me a little bit about what did you guys perform at the Apollo and how did y'all get that opportunity? Because that's a big deal, brother.
The opportunity came from Shay, our manager at the time, Shay Jennings, and Rob Allen, Black Fist Studios. He's one of my big mentors that made me who I am as far as like vocals engineering side, especially. You know, he taught me a lot of things about like that, but it came from those two people, and they submitted a tape of us rapping, one for the money and two for the hoes, the tape we had in high school. And we got on there. We had the opportunity. We went all the way there. Man, it's a long story. Short story. We got there. We missed our ride. We walk around with our luggage, mind you. This 1994, 95. You know what I'm saying? And we got luggage walking around New York trying to find how to get to Staten Island. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no Googling. Like you said, MapQuest, that was it. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't Wi-Fi everywhere like that, you know? You know, so it was an adventure, man. You know, but we got on there and we performed our song. We had overalls on, some up, some were down. So you imagine we was looking like real Bama to them folks on the East Coast, right? So, but anyway, we didn't really get to perform our song, man. But we're supposed to have four mics on stage. Shay asked for a fifth mic. He was on stage behind us. We didn't even know. They opened up the curtains or whatever. We come out to perform. And next thing you know, before the song drops, he's like, yeah, we from Alabama, we from Huntsville, Alabama, and it's the Apollo. As soon as the beat dropped, and I was rapping first, as soon as I was rapping, they started booing immediately. They didn't hear nothing. Like, as soon as I started rapping, they just started booing. And next thing you know, the Sandman comes sweeping us off the stage, siren, everything, man, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This was the 90s. This was the 90s.
East Coast had it on. Really?
Go ahead, Wes.
That was before the South was being recognized, really. You know, they didn't want to show no love from anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt awesome. That.
But yeah, that's how we got it. And that's how it went down. And actually, it's still in the archives. I can't find it. I would love it. If anybody has it, please send it because I want to see it. I haven't seen a replay, but several people have told me it's re-aired on TV and it's showing it getting booed off stage and stuff. I just would like to have a copy. If anybody has it, please feel free to email it to me, you or somebody. You know what I mean? It was a dope experience, man. To touch the law, man. We touched the law, bro. I touched the law. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. That's so important that you guys have, again, been a part of history, and it's a part of your history to bring you where you are today. Lady Lace. Lady Lace, ladies and gentlemen, is a singer, songwriter, performer, an MC, an MC's MC. You know what I mean? Like the MCs look up to her and look to her for what she's doing. Lady Lace, how did you guys meet and link up and collaborate? Because you guys have a lot of work and chemistry together. How did you guys meet and link up?
Back when I was in middle school, I would venture off into the little talent shows. I started doing talent shows at A&M. That's when I came across the Eddies, the Mass Confusion, the Public Domain, you know, Rudy DeVille. It put them in my head, Frank. They were my mentors, basically, before they even knew it. Looking at them go to the Apollo and perform at the shows, and they had their fan base going, that's what motivated me. Me and Mike were able to link up, I want to say it was 2005 or 6. Worked on a little bit of music. It was maybe for just maybe 5-6 months, and it's kind of like it just died down, just kind of lost it. Came back across Mike in 2015, and from there on out, we laugh and joke, and it's coming soon.
Go ahead. Tell us about the mailbox. That's what we're linking.
I couldn't get in touch with Mike at all. He gave me like 3 CDs full of instruments.
I was married. So.
He was married. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe our chemistry there is what kind of fused the music right then. I don't know. But he gave me a few tracks, and I could never get in touch with him after that. And I always would leave messages. Look, if I do something with your music, I'm gonna put you in there. Okay, I'm gonna include you. But I could never reach him, could never get him on the phone. He wouldn't return my phone calls. So I recorded this one song, got it doing good, and dropped it off in his mailbox. If I use your product, I'm gonna give it to you. So that's in the mailbox. I didn't think about the song was called You Cheating On Me.
Wow.
I found out the issues that came behind that until years later. Because we've always been professional, we've always been platonic, and it's just like the more I can say you can mix business and pleasure to a degree, because me and Mike just enjoy our music so much.
That is awesome.
Our kids.
We got
some incident, but just from there, seeing them, from them going to the Apollo, that made me try the American Idol. I went towards American Idol a few times. That was 2000. one, two, and three. And the first one, they said I was too old. I had just turned 25, but I was 20. I was over 24. So they told me I couldn't perform. And that's the year they found Fantasia. Wow. The next time I went was the year they found, I think it was Ruben Studdard, or whoever was in between. I went consecutive years back to back, but they would always tell me beautiful voice, but not what they were looking for.
Wow. Well, they are definitely missing out.
Yeah. What, and you know, that's actually what gave me my drive, because I don't believe that I it's not my door. I know what I want. God knows what I need. And so that's how I feel about my music. So if I do it here, I make music like I won't make it. And that shows me how passionate I am about it, because everybody else is chasing that mighty dollar. That's why you see Lay still sitting back, you know, comfortable. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. That's what I want, but it may not be what I need. But not to get off subject, that experience made me just want to make music. And so I would look for producers that were just as creative as I am, if not more. And so far, me and Mike, we are the new Whitney and Clyde. The way we get into the studio and just grind, we just vibe. There's some nights we can come up with 11 to 12 concepts. No, we record stuff that we can sell it by the track with choruses already put to it. Sometimes I'll do sound effects on the track and he'll manipulate my vocals, and I'm a part of the beat now. So that's how I came across Mike, from talent shows, pretty much everybody in the city that does music. It came from talent shows. June Black Arts Festival, must shout them out. You know,
that's what I'm talking about. You guys have been working together so much, and I want you guys to go back and check out that catalog of some of the music that they've done. Man, shout out to James Rutgers and Tapes too, man. That's, I see that album cover in there. I used to work there. I know I seen y'all. I seen y'all coming in there a lot, man. That was my second job, James Rutgers and Tapes. Marcus Sims, what questions? And if I'm not mistaken, you guys, you know, Marcus Sims and Mike Villano, you guys came up together as well, you know, in the 90s. You guys have some, you know, history in school and or just coming out together. So, Marcus, you have any questions for Mike?
Tapes. I mean James Records and Tapes. James Records and Tapes, shout out to them for keeping actually they were a hub of the culture. You know, if you wanted to get your hip hop, you could go to what James Records and Tapes did was they were ahead of the hustle. They gave you the album the day before it was supposed to drop.
You already know.
Come out on a Tuesday, they would drop it that Monday, you know, on the low, because I mean, I think I got every Tupac tape, CD, album 12 hours ahead of time. So shout out to James Records and Tapes. But I want to share this this a couple quick things about Lady Lace and Mike real quick. It was at the block party, Five Points block party, a couple years ago, and they had played Lady Lace's song. I cannot think of the title, but they played it. And so I saw Lady Lace, and I said, what? I know that's you. I said, who in the hell produced this song?
Oh,
Lord, so, you know, Lady Lace, oh, you like this? I was like, I said, this is so dope. I said, who produced it sounded like top of the line production. Like, who, like, you know, I thought she was going to say, like, you know, The Dream or someone, you know. And so she said, yeah, my man Mike over there made it. She pointed over there. Now, let me tell you, the problem was where she pointed, there was like 14 black men and Mike over there. So I said, oh, so Mike, let me say this, my brother. I mean, I've heard your production. Man, real talk, bro, you've been on top of the game for quite a while. So, man.
Appreciate it, man.
I mean, you guys, there's so much talent and so much just. I know it's not enough words to put it, but I mean, just know that, you know, you're appreciated, especially with the history that you played for hip hop, not only in Huntsville, but in the state. You know, I think people got to realize, you know, Alabama artists were not getting those opportunities to perform anywhere past Kentucky, probably. You know what I'm saying? We know the history of how hip hop honestly treated Southern hip hop for quite a while. You know, it's no secret. You know, we know your story. We know the story where Outkast went through when they went to New York, the Ghetto Boys said the same thing and all that. But just first of all, both of you are such incredible artists that if the city of Huntsville doesn't recognize it, I know on In Tune and T-Mill, you guys are legends and superstars in our eyes. So salute to you guys so much. Now, I'm gonna ask, this is a question for both of you. Well, for Mike, let me ask you, you've seen the series, or maybe you have, maybe you haven't, the battles that have been going online, Babyface versus Teddy Riley, RZA versus Premier. There's even going to be a gospel one on tonight. I think it's Hezekiah Walker and John P. McKee, even on the gospel side of things. Mike, what do you think about these battles? And Lady Lace, let me ask you, with those producers we mentioned, Babyface, Teddy Riley, or any of the folks out there, if there's one producer that Lady Lace would work with, hop in the studio right now and produce her album, who would it be? Other than Mike. We know Mike. So.
out of those great names?
Well, no, it could be anyone. It could be Pharrell. It could be whoever. You know.
I really don't have an answer because I like to work with people because they make me stretch for it. Like, I love some mustard. I love my hip hop song with my mustard.
You talk about DJ mustard, not Dijon mustard. You talk about DJ mustard.
Right.
I'm like,
that's what I'm talking about, mustard on the track. But I love DJ Mustard's production. There's so many that's out there. What's his name? London on the track. I love his production. Like there's a lot of people out there that I would. I miss work with everybody. As long as you can make me stretch point, let's go, let's roll. It takes for you to offend me personally or musically in order for it not to work. So yeah, any producers out there ready to work, got to squeeze in with Clive.
Get it up, man. All the producers just flooded in.
I love writing. I love like the young ladies that's out here in the city now, Zena. If I get a shout out for her. I like her swag, I really do. This young lady's very talented. I don't know her personally. I've only seen her at one show, but I've been trying to keep up with her page, I don't mind plugging in the next person either. So with that to say, just working with any and everybody.
Now with Zena, you got to send me that. You got to drop that link in the, you got to send us that link because I want to check her out and make sure that we can connect because it's great that we're able to exchange different artists and share that. Mike, for you, what did you think of those battles?
I love it. I mean, it's great for the culture. It's great for music, period, because a lot of time the artists get the recognition when they ain't do nothing to the beat as far as, like, musically side of it. Like you said, you can strip the beat. Like, you go to a concert and it's just the acapella rapping. Strip everything, even the engineer. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of engineers and tracks make the artist. Sometimes it's both and sometimes it's the other way around. But I love it. It's good for the culture, man. Just people forget about that aspect of it. When I could hold a tangible cassette or a CD and I had to fold out and I was that guy reading who was producing stuff. I was the guy looking where the samples came from because they used to list it. Like Public Enemy is one of my big, Terminator X. But I love Quincy Jones. Like I have a whole plethora of a genre that I just, love. I just feel it's music. But I feel it's great for the culture, man, because it's props to people that they didn't even know. Like, this song that people listen to today that I've done, people don't even know. It's recognition for the engineers and artists as well, I think. And I think engineers need to battle, too. There need to be engineer battle, because that's a whole different realm as well, too. You know what I'm saying? There's some beats that are dope, but when an engineer gets a hold of it, it changes the whole game as well.
Yeah. I would love to see some type of awards, and they started having DJ awards, but I would love to start seeing some producer awards, engineering, mixing awards, and people that are behind the scenes with this music. Because like you said, if you take out the music and you're going, nobody's going to an acapella show. Nobody. I don't care how good you are.
No, nobody's going to.
No, this is an acapella show to get it down right. But
what does the vocal sound like now?
Gee, we're talking with Mike Villano and Lady Lace. You guys have also just recently, you have a upcoming video premiere coming up that people, maybe by the time they see this, it'll be out. Hopefully, it probably will. But tell us, Mike, tell us a little bit about that song and you guys, this tell us about the song and then the new album that you're working on.
That song's been on a long journey. That song, believe it or not, is 4 years old. We wrote it 4 years ago. And believe this or not, Lady Lace, when are you gonna allow it to come out? Because I couldn't do my job as an engineer and make it sound how she wanted to sound. I take that out. But we wrote it. I was going through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like I hit my lowest at one point, and I just made this. It was a vibe. Called her up on the phone, was like, hey, I got the song like we always do. She came up and vibe with me, you know, and it just hits home now, just, you know, saying more than ever, because everybody's, you know, being alone, and it's just like that. You know, it's not personal. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it ain't. You know what I mean? But now it's really a good excuse if you ain't really want to fuck with somebody, but, you know, we want to be alone, and it's like that, you know? So I always just had the vision of, and it's okay, you know what I'm saying? It's okay, you know, just, you know, when you get lonely, sometimes it doesn't mean you're alone, even though you're by yourself, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that. It's cool. It's okay to be by yourself. I know we all sometimes to some degree been social distancing anyway, virus of humans, or sometimes humans are like viruses. They can make you sick. They can take you down through there financially. So I feel like that's where I was in the record. It just wasn't COVID related. I was already social distancing myself from things and negative. That's why I say positive over negative. You know what I'm saying? I guess I just live the rest of my life because it always is better, because it always could be worse mentality. And I just want to always create something that our vibe anyways. If I can help you with, like, you know what I'm saying, anything, whether it's vibing, feeling good, or making, pulling you out of somewhere that you know what I'm saying, that you was. But it just feels good music, man. You know, and it came from my heart, and you know, that's just where it just came from, man. We just, you know, we linked up together, made it happen. We talked about the video shoot for a while, you know, with Cabins on Modern Saint. Don't shout out to them. Dope spot. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to get away from it all. Cabin, what number Cabin was it, like? That's the perfect one.
Number four.
Yeah, you don't go there. But that's how I came up. But be alone, man. It just hopefully makes you at ease. And that was always our core principle anyway. So this is a real cool circle. Background is, it's always been at ease, and at ease for life. That's how I want to live. That's me. You know, it's this brotherhood, familyhood, and that's just in a nutshell, man. I can go on and on about it, man. But Lace, yeah, your side.
Yeah, this song, I think we were both pretty at a low spot during the time of that song, and I'm more of a, I think I was more of the, it's like that. I'm like, you don't have to be, it's okay to be lonely, but you don't have to feel alone. And so that's how we really kind of collaborated on the track, because he was feeling that and I was too. And it actually became medicine. I was hard on the track because it was just something that it was missing.
Hold on.
Something that I couldn't figure out, and I would try to drag him back to the booth constantly to see what could I do.
Just to reiterate on that, then you segue back in. You remember when I had you sounding like Diana Ross, Tina Turner, who was some of the artists? Aretha Franklin. You remember?
She turned around and say some. Hey, lady, give me some Chaka Khan.
Yeah, like. Hey, give me them periods. We end up taking it off the track anyway, but that was one of the problems, you know what I'm saying? So, but go ahead.
that also will give you a background of what type of music we create. We create music to heal the soul. Like, we call it heal music, actually. We have a catalog that is nothing but heal music. From current events, police brutality, to broken heart, or even blow it out your speaker was more of a lashback because the DJs wasn't taking my, you know, I send my music out. You know what I'm saying? If there's something wrong that I'm not doing right, you know what I'm saying? So our music comes from our emotions, and it's not pointed at one individual. It's pouring from our soul.
And speaking of which, like, I want to also make sure that we're able to get your videos out there as well to the people. Where can they find your videos on YouTube, Lace?
LADYLACE1ST. I have one video out there. I have got to do some work with a lot of the different videographers in the city to get more visuals out there. I know that's what I'm lacking.
But we got at least five visuals coming out. Huh? Yeah, we got five visuals with us coming out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this year. So
this is a new season. This is where everything is going to turn around and start putting visuals with all the music that we do have.
And what's that link again?
Anytime you're looking for Lady Lace, it's LADYLACE1ST, no spaces in between.
Awesome. So that's what I'm talking about. So in closing, you guys, I want to talk about this project, Mike. Sugar, who is Sugar White? That's what the people want to know. That's why we here. Everybody, all these people back over here, them, and him right there, all of them want to know who Sugar White is. Y'all want to know who Sugar White is? They want to know who Sugar White is.
Yeah, Sugar White is just a persona, it's a vibe, man. How the name came about, man, it's just like sugar, right? Sugar affects your brain just as like cocaine is addictive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Sugar White, I just created a vibe. It's just a whole vibe of what Sugar White is. If you take doses of me, you're going to get addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to come back for more. So the whole Sugar White, I'm in the kitchen chefing it up with my Sugar White ingredients, you know, that I got for you. You know, sprinkle a little bit, just like Salt Bae on a little bit on the keyboard. Keyboard a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Sprinkle a little Sugar White on it. That's all, bro. That's all it is. Little Sugar White, man. It's a whole personality of, you know what I'm saying? Make that shit Sugar White, you know what I'm saying? A sugar sharp, you know, that old saying, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Lady Lace, is there anything you have coming up that you also want to share with the people or any announcements coming up that you would like to share with the people before we get out of here?
Let's give a shout out to Tam and Michael White. They are dropping a collaboration with all of the artists in the city that got involved. We're hitting them hard with the Alabama Massacre. That'll be coming. We're going to be dropping a video along with that. I am nominated once again for the Alabama Music Awards show. Trying to figure out how to get involved with that. You can actually get yourself nominated. Have your people call and nominate. Look at the website, nominate yourself. So vote for me, Alabama Music Award. I haven't even went on the site to see what I was nominated for. that's the greatest compliment though, because I'm just making music and servicing DJs, performing out, and they keep putting my name on there. And so to me, that's like, I'm doing my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my job. But that's coming out. Mike said earlier, we got videos that's about to pour out, working on an EP. When you're not hearing me, I'm making music in the studio. So catalog is exactly how you say it.
Just to cap it up too, man. I think one thing that we do, man, is that we make music that's not for the time, but stands the time is our goal. That's about being alone. I feel like it's the biggest thing coming from our heart to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're gonna lead out with this last video called "You Make Me Sick." I'm talking about just that real. Some of y'all right now are quarantined with people that's driving you nuts. They gotta relax, and they're making you sick. And they're making they're making you almost wish you was at the hospital or you was out here. Just come holler at me. I got a ticket for you. So we are going to close out with this episode, with this video here. I want to thank Mike Villano. I want to thank Lady Lace. I want to thank Marcus Sims. I want to thank JQ. And I want to thank you, and all y'all out here. I appreciate all y'all for hanging out with us.
Sick of y'all.
Support for In Tune with T-Mill comes from the Melanin Pride magazine and merchandise, where representation matters. The Melanin Pride is a publishing outlet based out of Alabama for Black-owned and minority businesses worldwide. The Melanin Pride magazine is a place where Black and Brown entrepreneurs can showcase their talents, business, and organizations around the world. More information available at themelaninpride.com. For 10% off your purchase, enter the promo code TMILL10. That's TMILL10. In Tune with T-Mill is powered by the Maitland Conservatory, a modern arts education entity designed to give students hands-on training and experience in areas such as music production, contemporary instrument training, vocal coaching, songwriting, music business, music engineering, and much more. Now offering interactive virtual lessons. More information at themaitlandconservatory.org.